Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Tom Harris Live program for October the 23rd of 2010. If you're listening at 10.05 a.m. on October the 23rd of 2010, then you're listening live. If you are not listening at that time, then you are listening to a pre-recorded show. And the key word for today is cold. It's cold today. We've had kind of variable weather for the last week, and now it is very, very chilly outside. But it is, nonetheless, it's quite nice. Hopefully, we'll be able to get outside today. And that'll be good. So very good morning to Chris, who is letting me know that I am actually on the air. Hello, Chris. And I listened to the last half hour or so of Chris's show. That I can't seem to get up early enough on a Saturday morning to hear all of Chris's show in its entirety. However, I do stress this. I always do listen to the show in its entirety in podcast. So I will listen to that Monday morning at work, because at work it is one of those times when that's when I listen to podcasts. I can't be bothered to listen to podcasts at home. I think I've talked about this before on the program, that listening to podcasts at home, I always have other things going on, other things to do. So it's mainly when I'm at work, and things are in turmoil at work, folks. I can't really talk too much about it, but changes are afoot again, and we'll see what that means. For the moment, it looks as though my job is secure, but you never know. So that's one of those things. If you guys remember, actually now it's been over a year now. Actually, it's been over a year now, but a year and 2 weeks ago, I actually got laid off from my job, and I spent between October and the middle of January unemployed. And it just seems like it's heading that way again. I don't know what's going on, but I guess we'll find out. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And I really didn't have any particular topics to talk about today. Now, I actually sat down yesterday and, thinking about the show. Now, normally I don't wait till the last day to come up with topics for the show, but I'm thinking about it. And about 2 weeks ago now, maybe 3 weeks ago, it could have been 3 weeks ago now, I posted up on my own website, which is TomHarrisUSA.com, posted an old episode of my show, which was episode number 8. And that show was recorded back in May of 2009. And it was mainly a political show. It was talking a little bit about politics and the aftermath of the 2008 elections. And in 2008, of course, you saw the current government come to power. And I did sort of this post-mortem sort of analysis of the political scene in the states at that time. Now, what's really interesting, I was listening back to that show when I posted it up on my website. And there was one thing that has changed since then. I mean, really, the political situation has not changed. In fact, it's all gone pretty much exactly the way I predicted in that episode, episode 8. If you're interested in listening to it, go ahead and go listen to it. But not right now, folks. You have to go back and listen to it after the live show and download it and listen to it. But it seemed... hang on, is this a moment here? Okay. There is still a little bit of a delay, so please bear with me. I think it's about a 2-minute delay between the time I say something and the time you all hear it on United Kingdom Radio. Very confusing, I understand. And I'm working on trying to kind of figure out a happy medium as far as when I come on. Sometimes there's a bit of a long delay between the end of Chris's show and mine, and that's just because we have this 2-minute delay. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Everything is going according to plan. And so hopefully that will, things will work themselves out in the end. I do have to say hello to a few people. Hello to Zach in Australia, who was listening this morning. Hello, Zach. I had an email from Jackie in London, the mystery woman. Yes, I've talked about her before, maybe not on this show, but certainly on the podcast I've discussed. Mystery Woman was one of my very early friends over on LiveJournal. Don't do much on LiveJournal anymore, but Jackie has been kind of a friend of the show since the very beginning. And she was mentioning, last show I was talking a little bit about urban wildlife. And I mentioned, I think I mentioned having coyotes here in Chicago, which is true. And she had this to say, we have deer in Richmond Park in Western London, but in town, we get very noisy foxes. Oh, doesn't that sound horrible? We had foxes back when I was living in Florida, and they kind of showed up one day. They didn't stick around. I think they were kind of going from one place to another. And they kind of moved in. This was years ago, folks. I mean, this is obviously a long time ago. And the foxes kind of moved in into the embankment, which was between our house and the canal. Cape Coral, Florida has, you know, it's really funny. It's one of these towns that sort of was dredged up out of the swamp. You know, back in the 1950s, there wasn't anything there at all. And then in the 60s, early 60s, they got all these construction crews and things, and they filled up all the swamp. They did that by digging these series of canals. And when I say a series of canals, it means basically everywhere you look, there's a canal. And of course, that was their way of reclaiming this entire area from the swamp. Now, you can argue about ecological damage and so forth, but anyway, what has happened is on the site since the early 1960s has grown a pretty large city. Not skyscrapers and that sort of thing, but it's more modest than that. But it has gotten very, very built up. And anyway, I was saying that, you know, we lived on one of these canals. We didn't live, you know, with the canal in our backyard like the more expensive lots on the street would have a canal in their backyard. We actually lived across the street from the canal. Anyway, these foxes were living in the embankment of the canal. And they make this noise, and I don't know if you've ever heard what a fox sounds like. It sounds like somebody took a cat and strangled it and turned it into a demon at the same time. It's just a kind of noise. It is absolutely, absolutely horrible. And we didn't know what it was. Yeah, so we started hearing these really, really strange noises, Mac's wife and I. Yes, I was married, just like Chris Reardon, I was married. And we weren't quite sure what to make of it. And then finally, one night, I actually saw one of the foxes making that noise. I was like, ah, okay. Well, that's where it's coming from, obviously. So anyway, the horrible, horrible noise that foxes make. Okay, so starting off, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do Today in History, because, you know, I didn't do Today in History last week. There were a lot of really interesting birthdays last week, too, but never mind. We have new ones this week. All right. So, October 23rd, Today in History. You know, I need a theme tune for Today in History. I really do. I need a theme tune for the travel segments I do on the show as well. I have something in mind for that, but anyway, Today in History. In 1814, the first plastic surgery was performed. Amazing. 1814. And obviously, they wouldn't have been doing nose jobs or anything like that. They probably fixed a cleft palate or something like that. You know, because, you know, people, I can hear somebody saying in the background, how could they be doing plastic surgery if there was no such thing as plastic back then? That's not what it means, folks. That's not what it means. All right. So in 1824, the first steam locomotive was invented. In 1941, Walt Disney's Dumbo was released. Everyone knows Dumbo. I don't need to go into detail there. In 1964, the term op art was coined by Time magazine. I love op art, by the way. If anybody, go look at, what's her name? The op art artist. She was a female artist who did kind of the stereotypical view that people have of op art are the sort of swirling things that create optical illusion. You know, you look at it and the painting looks like it's actually moving when it's not. I love that stuff. That to me is fantastic. I'm trying to remember the name of the woman who was most well known for it. And I want to say it's Heather something, but that's not right. I know that's not right. If anybody knows the name of the female artist who kind of did most of this op art stuff, let me know. I love op art. Anyway, look it up on the internet because some of it's really, really interesting. In 1981, the United States national debt hit $1 trillion. Now, consider that our national debt now, I think, is something like $14 trillion or something. About $7 trillion of that was incurred in the last 8 years. So that's, yeah. In 1984, Hungary declared itself a republic, and communist rule in Hungary ended. So I think they were the first. I think they were the first of the Soviet bloc countries to actually do that. Very, very interesting. And I will be talking eventually about Hungary on the show because I'm going to be doing more of these travel segments. I hope you enjoyed my Canada thing. It kind of stretched on a bit long. But I do have the Czech Republic coming up. And I'm not sure if there's something else I have to do first. So I haven't prepared anything yet for this week as far as that goes. Okay, birthdays on this day include, in 1910, Hayden Rourke. For those of you who probably don't know him by name, he was a character actor from the 1950s and 60s and is probably best known for the role of Dr. Bellows on the sitcom I Dream of Jeannie. I don't know if I assume you had that over in the UK, but I don't actually know that. In 1925, Johnny Carson was born of The Tonight Show, one of my favorite, actually, television talk show personalities. Johnny Carson was a really, really interesting character. And, you know, he was certainly not, you know, bombastic or flamboyant. And he always treated his guests with respect, didn't make fun of them too much. I mean, it was when he did, it was sort of a good-natured ribbing. And Johnny Carson, he was a true professional. I don't know what he was like as a person. Don't know what he was like in his personal life at all. But I loved him as a talk show host. And when he left The Tonight Show, that was really, literally, sort of the end of an era and probably the last of his kind. In 1942, Michael Crichton, the author, was born. He wrote many things, of course. He had Andromeda Strain, Jurassic Park, a lot of stuff. 1954, movie director Ang Lee was born. And in 1959, we have a doubleheader here. Sam Raimi, the film director, and his polar opposite, Weird Al Yankovic. So that is today in history for today, October 23rd of 2010. All right. So Zach is saying, oh, it's a long delay to Australia. Yeah, he said that about 7 minutes ago, though. So Zach Wright is saying, crikey, he thought that Australia's debt was bad. We're something in the millions, I think. Yeah, well, you know, we had a fairly low national debt up until the very early 80s. And I think our national debt at that point was like a half a trillion or something. And so, you know, 500 billion. I think our billions are different from your billions. I'm not really sure. I think what you would consider to be a billion would be our 1,000 billion. Or I don't know. Something's different there. But it really kind of started in the early 80s. I mean, we had a very small national debt in the 60s and 70s. And it had kind of gradually been inching up over the years. There were some presidents who kind of lowered it a little bit. Nixon, I think, lowered it a little bit. Clinton lowered it a little bit. But every other president since then, it's been up and up and up and up and up. And kind of culminating in the last couple of years of Bush's watch, where he really sort of like quadrupled the national debt in 8 years. I mean, it was really kind of frightful. And where were the teabaggers then? Complaining about the deficit spending and the increase in the national debt. Where were they then? Interestingly enough. Now, I was talking about this actually, because I started out talking about this in the show. So I'm just all over the place today, folks. I do apologize for that. And I haven't even had any caffeine this morning. Maybe that's why. Maybe caffeine calms me down. I haven't been outside today. It's one of those days out that really looks cold out. You look out the window and it looks cold. It's overcast. It's windy. But when I went outside, I actually ventured out the back door. It's not as cold as all that. It's colder than it has been because we've had some really, really nice weather. But and it is getting, we're getting into more late fall weather pattern now. So it is going to get progressively colder. The leaves are falling. It is actually very kind of typical autumn weather. And I love autumn weather. So it's really a good time to go out and be outside. Now, I can't go outside much today because I have laundry to do and some other stuff to do around here. And so I probably won't be getting out and about today. But hopefully tomorrow I'll have some time to go out. Incidentally, if you want to call in to the program, please feel free to do so. The phone number is 020-0387-1488 if you're in the UK. If you are not in the UK, then you can Skype into the show. And the Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. So anyway, I was talking about the political show that I did. It was Tom Harris USA episode number 8. Go listen to that after the show. And I think that most of the points that I made in that show kind of still stand. Now, the one thing that I really didn't touch on in that show, and maybe it was because at the time it was still a very new thing and still kind of a very small thing that hadn't started getting a lot of media attention yet, and that was the Tea Party movement. I didn't really take them into strong consideration because that really sort of got its start in April of 2009. And at the point when I did that show, I think they had one major rally. And when my boyfriend Pete and I, were visiting my aunt and uncle in Ohio, I had a school reunion. They had gone to that first gathering, that first Tea Party gathering in Cleveland. But I had not really included that into the show. But it fits all right into the paradigm that I was describing. This idea of the political rhetoric getting more and more and more heated. And I think, if anything, the Tea Party movement has made that even greater, has pushed the ante even more upward. And I'm not going to make any too many generalized judgments about the Tea Party people in particular. The candidates that they are supporting, however, are extremists. There's no other way to describe them other than extremists. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing by people's individual points of view, I don't know. Zach is saying that the Australian dollar today is about the same value as the American dollar. It was equal at one point a few days ago. Yeah, I read that in the newspaper, actually, and I think that's the first time that's ever happened. But your money's made out of plastic, isn't it? Do they still have dollar notes in Australia, or do they actually have a dollar coin now? That's something that has kind of been going around here for a long time. The idea of getting rid of paper dollars, the paper $1 bills, I should say, and then just having, from $5 and up notes, and then just have $1, $2 coins, kind of like Canada does, with their loonies and their toonies. But we don't actually have that yet. I mean, people in the States are very, very slow to change. And they don't like when things change dramatically. So that is interesting. But I saw some Australian currency one of my trips to Europe. I thought it was just gorgeous. I mean, it had like a plastic window in it and stuff. It's kind of neat, actually. Okay, so I am going to go ahead and play a trail here because I really need to blow my nose, and I'm not going to do that on the air. So I will be right back. I'm going to go ahead and play you a trail from Mike Cullen. Now, Mike Cullen is back from his holiday, and indeed he will be on at 9 p.m. UK time, so 3 p.m. in the afternoon here in the States. So here is Mike's trail.
The Mouth of the Time on United Kingdom Radio.
Tell me about the best moments, Lee, in your life.
Well, of course, it's being a part of United Kingdom Radio, isn't it?
Have you passed any recent exams?
Oh, yeah. I now know how to test equipment.
Isn't that one of them one-day courses you go on, though?
Yeah, well, it was an exam. I passed it. I thought it was just you go up to the object, you pat it, and that's it.
Yep, that works. Pat on the top of the kettle or pat on the microwave and go, yep, that works. That's fine. I was watching The Real Hustle, and there was one scam that they had to do, and it was to replace the chassis number inside the car.
Oh, yeah, with a sticker.
Yes, did you see that one? Did you see what happened?
Yeah. That was very good.
Scandalous, wasn't it? But it can happen, though.
They conned both ends, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They conned the woman who was selling it and the buyers.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a relationship, Lee? What sort of brought you to her?
Well, her feet, really.
I thought you were going to say something sarcastic like that. I knew it. I absolutely knew it. I'm going to ask you the best moments in your life, but I already know one of them, and that would have to be your daughter, Jade.
The day we got our daughter.
Yeah, that must have been a fantastic day for you.
For those who don't know, my daughter is adopted from China.
How did you research adopting a Chinese baby? Was there much research into it? Or?
You know, it was a new thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly new. When we were in China, we went there in 95 for vacation because we went to Japan to visit my family and then decided, well, we're so close, why don't we go to China? So we did that.
Mm-hmm.
We were in China and the children are just so beautiful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one child policy, so you don't see too many girls.
Mm-hmm.
They want the boys because they have no social security system. This is all changing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is back in 1995. And Jade knows this. We visited the site where she was left. At 3 days old, she was left outside a government office. And everything we did had to be notarized.
Mm-hmm.
And then authenticated on the state level, on the county level, and then on the state level, too.
The Mouth of the Time on United Kingdom Radio.
And that was Mike Cullen there, The Mouth of the Time, and he will be on at 9 p.m. UK time, which is at 3 p.m. my time here in the States. So I do have a topic now. Because I was going through these topics that Scott from the Scott podcast has sent me. And one of them was really, really interesting. And I'm just going to kind of throw this topic out there. And if anybody wants to weigh in on this, feel free to do so. The topic is, who is the most evil person alive today? Okay. Especially when we're talking about political discourse and stuff like that. I'd be very interested in hearing what people actually think. Okay, I do have somebody who wants to call in, but before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Chris Reardon Has Decreed.
Chris Reardon!
I love it.
So welcome to Chris Reardon Has Decreed for October 23rd. And as you know, every show I select a clip from Chris Reardon and the things that he decrees on his show and play them out for you just so you all remember that. And I usually play two clips. The first clip is from last week's show, and here it is.
Well, you always know if something's happened, there's a long, long story involved.
And that was Chris Ridden Has Decreed for this week. Stay tuned to next week when you might hear something like this.
My bush was so overgrown, you couldn't see what was in the middle. Getting quite difficult to see in front of you, to be honest. I've got all the equipment here, you know, a foot big. I might get it up later to show you. First of all, you must always oil these things. So I got my WD-40 spray gun. Took me about 45 minutes. Sprayed all my oil. Pssst! How did this happen? I am damaged. I have damaged myself today.
And that was Chris Ridden Has Decreed for this week. Those things are a lot of fun to put together, folks. I cannot lie. I get a cheap thrill out of it. All right, so we're going to go to Skype here, and we have a caller call coming in. Let's give him a chance to respond here.
It's Decreed.
Yes. Chris Ridden. Turn off the stream.
Yo!
Turn off the stream, mate.
Turn off my stream?
Turn off your I'm hearing myself in the background.
Hold on, let me turn this off. Hold on.
All right.
I'm just going to close. I'm closing windows. Hold on, there. Closing windows.
Okay.
Hold on. Closing windows.
Closing windows.
Closing windows because it's getting cold. Hold on. And windows... closed.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Hello, Ross. How are you? It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
You know what? I thought you died.
No, you just have to tune in on Saturdays when I'm on the air.
Well, like, do you know? To be honest with you, I always forget. What you need to do is you need to have some kind of text alert system so that you can text all your normal listeners just before you go on, so we all get it.
That's an idea, but I don't... how would I do that? How? Because I don't have, actually, a cell phone.
I'm pretty sure that you must be able to do something somewhere where you can add phone numbers to something, and then just send, like, some kind of text message out to everyone, so that goes to their mobile phone, saying, don't forget, I'm on in, say, 5 minutes, something like that. There must be, because I was thinking about doing that on my show. But obviously, like, if you're starting to text people abroad, it's going to start costing you a lot of money, isn't it?
Right, right. Oh, I usually put out something on Facebook an hour or so before my show.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that one, because I've been thinking about doing that as well.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it works. You know, sometimes I do get people who listen in.
Well, there's so many different shows on, you forget, don't you? And, like, sometimes I sit on it, because when you're on, because it's now 4:32, and the football's on, and because Donna always listens to the Norwich City football games on the radio, because she either goes to the football, only now and again, she hasn't got her season ticket no more, so she either goes to the football, like the odd sort of games, if she can get some cheap tickets or borrow someone's ticket, or if she doesn't go to the game on a Saturday afternoon, she listens to it on the radio, which she's doing now. And because you start at 4, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, well, because you're on at 4... the football is normally on from about 3 till about 5 o'clock. So that's actually a perfect time for me to tune in and call. But I forget you're on.
Ah.
So there you go. There's an idea. If you somehow, there's another way of letting everyone know, would right. know you're on.
Now, I do. There's a couple of people who I actually do message on Skype to remind them that I'm going to be on the air. So I could add you to that list if you want.
I'm not always on Skype.
I see.
I've been on Spotify for the last hour and a half, just listening to some music. And then, I don't know why, I was updating my website and I was putting some new bits on my links page. And I was putting something about you on there. And I thought, Tom does a show on a Saturday. Uh-huh. And I went on there and here you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, here I am.
And I'm talking to you. Isn't, I've been using Skype for about the last 5 years, and I don't know why, but I still find it an amazing thing.
I do. I absolutely. It's one of the best things ever.
That is, whoever invented that, he deserves an award. I'd like to buy that man a tin of biscuits.
What kind of biscuits?
It's got to be good ones. Chocolate digestives.
Absolutely right. Yes. Ding. I don't have a sound effect.
Have you tried Mick Vitie's chocolate digestives?
Who's that?
Have you ever tried Mick Vitie's chocolate digestives?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And well, they're about £1 in the shop.
Yeah,
and because I work in a supermarket, I found exactly the same pack, right? Uh-huh. Not exactly, it's not the same make, but a very, very sort of similar make for 23p. That's 75% off.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've had those cheap ones.
Yeah.
And they use a fake chocolate. And I don't think it's very good.
How can you have a fake chocolate?
Well, you know, there's real chocolate, like Nestle makes. Right. And then there's the fake chocolate, which is like, you know, the cheap Easter baskets and stuff that you get. And it's like this waxy chocolate-flavored stuff.
Oh, I know what you mean. That's like, because you know, like, you can get, like, two kind of Easter eggs. You get, like you say, you get the decent one, the expensive one, what's really thick chocolate.
Right.
And then you get, like, the, you know, like the 99p ones, right. And they're just really thin chocolate, really rich. So do they use more cocoa or something in proper chocolate?
I think they actually, yeah, they would use more cocoa mass in real chocolate than they would in the fake stuff. But the fake stuff isn't even real chocolate. It's like a chocolate flavoring, and they add it to, like, cocoa butter or something.
Mm.
It's not as good. But I love the McVitie's digestives and Hobnobs as well.
Oh yeah, they've got to be dumb.
You got every time I come to the UK, I have to have them at least once.
Yeah, well, I try not to buy too many biscuits because you know what it's like. Once you open a pack, you got to do the whole lot, ain't you?
Yep.
do you in America? Do you drink like tea and biscuits?
Well, I don't drink much tea, but I do occasionally. We'll have like coffee and biscuits. Yeah.
Do you always have like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in the morning?
I always have coffee, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an American thing, because so you always drink coffee, but everyone over here always has a cup of tea first thing in the morning.
I've had this discussion before. I don't hate tea or anything like that. I don't dislike tea. The thing I really dislike is milk tea, Donna. Tea.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Donna's what put the heating on, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
ask permission.
She has to ask you permission.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a long story. No. You what? Donna's saying something. You what? She's letting me know. I know why, because I'm literally sitting next to the radiator, and about this, we've got new radiators, and in about 30 seconds' time, this is going to be mega hot, so I better watch my arm.
Oh, I see.
It literally just ignites. They're fantastic.
So you burst into flame and...
Yeah,
flail
my bum is going to be red hot in a minute, and that's not a euphemism.
No, anyway, Ross, what I was saying is that, you know, I have coffee every day. Now, I don't have like biscuit or donuts or anything like that every day, but I always have coffee. And I don't dislike tea, but the one thing I hate is milk in tea.
What?
I think it's absolutely disgusting.
I ain't been funny, but how can you not? You got what? So if you have a cup of tea, you don't actually have no milk in it.
No, I would just have plain tea,
black tea
or green tea.
You're a bit weird. Black tea.
Yeah,
that isn't possible to get.
Well, I drink black coffee as well.
No, that's just wrong. You can't not have milk in tea.
Well, why not? Why?
Because you've got to have, that's the whole taste of tea is like half water, half milk. Well, not half, like three quarter water and quarter milk, isn't it? Obviously.
Well, it's not the same over here, obviously.
Really? I know black coffee because my dad always drinks black coffee. Yeah. When I was about 6 years old, he poured a whole cup. That's a different story, but he poured a whole cup of black coffee all over me by mistake, and I had to go to hospital.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, well, I was running down the hallway when the adverts come on in the break. I was running down the hallway and the light was off, and he was walking the other way with two cups of hot coffee. I bumped into him, and one of the cups of coffee went all over me. Literally, that was black coffee. So that was boiling water.
Yeah, that's not good. So he got scalded.
Yeah, and do you know what? Now we've got Emily.
Uh-huh.
That is the first thing. Whenever there's hot drinks around. They always, you know, that annoys me when sometimes people hold hot drinks and they'll, if they're passing a cup of like coffee or tea, they'll pass it over like a child or a baby. No, you go around them.
Right.
Because I get flashbacks, you see.
Now what you need to do is train Emily to serve the tea to you.
Oh, no. No, she's going to be trained. Any day now, she's going to be trained. As soon as she's walking, she's going to be trained to go and get me a can of beer from the fridge.
All right. How old is she now?
14 weeks today.
14 weeks. Excellent. No. Excellent.
It's amazing. And, you know, I don't want to sound like an old man, but, God, they grow up quick, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, amazingly quick. She smiles on demand now.
Oh, excellent.
Mm, that's her new trick. And she puts her all her fist in her mouth, and apparently...
I can't do that.
Well, no, but that's apparently that means that they're teething. And she's only 14 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to start buying toothpaste.
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
Do you ever wish you'd have children?
What's that?
Do you ever wish that you had children?
No, I don't. You know, I have nieces and nephews who are all grown now, and some of them even have kids now.
And yeah, I think you're better off. Like, I love Emily to bits, but I can see why people don't want children.
When I was, you know, when they were growing up, I mean, I enjoyed, you know, spending time and stuff with them when they were kids. But it's so nice to not have to deal with it continually, especially when my two nieces fought like cats and dogs.
Oh, me and my sister used to. My sister used to nick all my CDs and tapes from my bedroom when I used to go out, and we were literally pulling each other's hair out.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that what happened to your hair?
Shut your face.
It's my show. I can say
you
what
find
I want.
The wig point. Oh, I've missed you, Tom.
I've missed you too, Ross. So Ross, would you like to participate in the topic for today?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Who would you say is the most evil person alive today?
Well, can I be serious on this one?
Yeah, be serious.
Well, because you've got to be really, haven't you? Because you can't really joke too much. I'm not really a serious person, but if the most evil person in my lifetime is probably Osama bin Laden.
Okay. Now, is it a matter of... How would you define him being evil?
Well, if we're led to believe what we hear and read everywhere, if he was responsible for 9/11, then to me, that quite easily and simply makes him, in my opinion, the most evil person in the world if he was behind them attacks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you know, when they find him, he deserves to be hung in front of a live studio audience, I think.
Okay. Well, then, it's a valid answer, but it's one of these questions I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to.
What's yours, then?
I don't know.
We can't do a topic then not have your own one. Teach you all them times you listen to my show. I've taught you all this, Tom. You should have been writing it down.
Writing it down. Oh, no. No. You know, the thing is now, one of the reasons why, you know, I bring up a topic like evil or, you know, evil people is that nobody thinks of themselves as evil. It's all about what in your culture is, you know, is attributed to evil people. So you can say evil people kill a lot of people. Okay, that makes sense. That's rational. But surely there have been a lot of people who are considered good who have killed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like Harry Truman, for example. Do you know who Harry Truman was?
No, I never heard of him.
He was a U.S. president who dropped atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Killed more people than Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about that, but I've heard and seen pictures of it.
Right. So would you say that he was evil? Just because he killed a lot of people?
Yeah, damn right he is.
See, that's what I want to get into. It's kind of a deep subject, but yeah.
This is what I think, right? Right. So mine's Osama bin Laden. He's evil because, you know, he did. If he did what he did, and he's got no what's the word? He's got no what's, you know, like when someone's sorry.
Remorse.
Yeah, remorse. That's right. Yeah. He's got no remorse. He's you know, gone on no TV channels and stuff and said how sorry he is and stuff like that. Because he's evil. He's completely evil. He knew what he was doing when all them attacks happened that day. He knew when he was sending his people out to get in them airplanes and do what they did, and all them innocent people died just going about their daily business. That man is completely evil.
Oh, well, I agree with you. I agree.
He is, you know?
Yep. So who else? Oh, well, great. Thanks for calling.
Sorry. But I was trying to be all lively, and that all got a little bit serious. And
I think that, you know, any answer is a valid answer to this question, you know, because it's whoever opposes you or whoever you perceive as opposing you would be considered to be evil. But to Osama bin Laden, who would do you think he would consider the most evil person in the world?
Who do I think Osama? But
yeah,
evil. Oh God, no one. The people that he thinks are evil is probably his god.
He thinks his god is evil?
No.
No.
Osama bin Laden. The people that Osama bin Laden thinks are evil are probably his gods. Whoever he probably
looks up to them.
Worships. Yeah, because okay, he's an idiot.
So he would worship. He's gone on record as talking about how evil George W. Bush is.
Hmm.
So it's an interesting topic, because can you really say that there is really a most evil person?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting question.
It is an interesting question.
Oh, you should do that on your show.
What? Do a proper topic? Yeah, right?
Incidentally, I listened to your show this past week. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And go on, what do you think? That was rubbish, wasn't it?
It was
titled The Worst Show Ever.
It was the worst show you've ever done.
Yay! Nice one. That was meant to be the worst. You can't be brilliant every week.
That's right.
And so that was the worst show. I mean, next week, I mean, see, I like to kind of think now that I'm very lazy. I used to spend hours preparing things, which is all well and good if you got hours to prepare things. I haven't got hours to prepare things anymore, so I just kind of I got the concept now that I'm just going to go on then. I'm just going to see what happens.
No, that's sort of like what today's show is for me. Yeah, because I sat down, like I said at the beginning of the show, I sat down yesterday as trying to come up with topics for the show, and nothing was coming to mind, which is very unusual for me.
Sometimes you can try too much, I think, but yeah. Sometimes I think that I'm not an expert, but I think sometimes if you're just doing normal stuff, like you're sitting there, might be reading a paper, reading the news, or you just go out and you see something, you know, you might be sitting in, I don't know, if you sit in a coffee shop or a pub or whatever you do, you might see something and you think, ah, there's something I can talk about. And I don't know about you, but I find the most amazing things you talk about. Right. If you're with a group of mates, you talk about the most amazing things down the pub.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
And if only I could have a couple of microphones when I go down the pub, they would be the best shows ever.
Right. And that's kind of like what Tommy Boyd was doing at the pubcast.
The pubcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so what you need to do is you need to go out with a couple of your mates. You need to take a notepad with you or take your mobile phone and jot down things when you start talking about it. Because believe me, the thing I find amazing, right? When you go down to a pub and you start talking to your mates, you'll, and I do this with Donna a lot, me and Donna have the best conversations in the world. You'll start talking about something, and then before you know it, that is branched off to something else, then something else. And you can sit, I can sit there for hours talking to people. And you know, because everyone's got a different opinion, you have the most amazing conversations when you've had a couple of drinks.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you there. Now, I used to belong to a group back, this was years ago down in Florida, where we would get together, we'd get together on Thursday nights, and it would be... What's that?
Did you just burp?
Yes, I did.
That is disgusting. I can't believe you do that on the radio. You'd never, ever catch me doing that.
You would never hear something like that in United Kingdom radio, though.
Yeah. Have you got a box of Pringles there?
I don't have a box of Pringles, no.
No? You got a can of Carlin? Oh, dare me. Carry on.
I haven't even had any caffeine this morning.
Dare me. What coffee do you drink, Tom?
What coffee do I drink? The one I drink the most is Intelligentsia coffee.
Oh, yeah. We sell that at Tesco's.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that they were international, because they're local to Chicago.
No. And we have Chicago Town pizzas.
Okay. Oh, that's not really Chicago pizza.
Oh, no. There was something else I saw in Chicago, and I thought, I wonder if Tom eats that. Oh, I can't remember what it was. I'll have to, next time I go around shop, and I'll have to have a look again, because there was something, and I said, like, authentic Chicago. What else is Chicago famous for food-wise?
Well, pizza's the big thing. Then hot dogs, they're very famous for, but I don't eat hot dogs.
That weren't hot dogs.
What's that?
That wasn't hot dogs, that wasn't pizza. There was something else I saw, and that was something like that ad all over, you know, like Chicago, and it said, like, you know, Chicago's famous. Oh, I don't know. Next time I go shopping, I'll have a look, and I'll report back.
Yeah, let me report back.
Here we go. Right, you know Coleman's Mustard is famous for being from Norwich?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Kettle Chips?
Yes.
They're made in Norwich.
Woohoo! I love Kettle Chips, actually.
Do you have the ones, is that the brand name, the ones you have over there? The actual cool Kettle Chips?
No, it's a type of chip.
Oh.
The Kettle Chips are a thicker cut of potato, and they're crunchier.
Yeah, but the original Kettle Chips, they come from Norwich. They're made in Norwich.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a fact of the day.
Yeah, fact of the day!
Oh, my nephew, right? The Norwich City match. This don't mean nothing to you, so you don't live in Norwich. But my nephew, I'm so proud of him. He's presenting the Man of the Match award at the Norwich City football game today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's like 10, 11, something like that. All right. And I'm a rubbish uncle. I can't remember their ages. But he's presenting like an award.
He's probably 20.
On the pitch.
Excellent. Fantastic.
I don't know why and I don't know how, but I reckon that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Now, can you imagine being 10 or 11 and doing that?
Oh, God,
that's
yeah,
even cooler. Awesome. That is awesome. All right, Ross, well, I need to let you go.
Are you bored of me now?
I'm bored of you now, so I'm going to give somebody else a chance to give a call in.
All right, brilliant to talk to you, Tom.
Talk to you later. You can hear Ross on, what, Thursdays?
Thursdays at 7 o'clock.
Over at Ross...
thegeekcast.co.uk.
Thegeekcast.co.uk. All right. I will be sure to listen.
Good lad.
Talk to you later.
Cheerio.
Cheers. All right, that was Ross Patzelt, who does his own show on thegeekcast.co.uk. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play another trail here and take another mini break, and I shall be right back.
Hi, it's Suko. I'm wiping the slate clean. From here on in, it's a new, edgier Suko. More politics, more opinions, more debates. Wait, did I say that? Well, maybe just a soupçon of edge. Soupçon, you say? Look it up. What am I, your doormat? And no more kissing up to me for parcels from New York. I don't buy it. Wait, did you say I sound sexy? Well, perhaps something small. Listen Sundays at 5 p.m. UK time.
Whether you've had a good day or a bad day, or just have something on your mind, I'm Stacy White from Oklahoma in the United States. Now, live on United Kingdom Radio on Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come join me and talk about anything and everything. Talk, talk, and more talk, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Sundays on United Kingdom Radio.
And there we have two of our Sunday people, our two other Americans here on United Kingdom Radio, Suko and Stacy White. Now, Paul Edwards now has a two-hour show on Sunday, but it didn't go out last week, I don't think. At least I didn't hear it going out. Now normally Sunday is one of those days when I go out and about and do stuff. So I am not always able to listen to the Sunday shows, but I just happened to be at home last week when Paul's show was supposed to be on, and it wasn't on. So I kind of wonder what happened. Did I miss something? I don't know. Anyway, if you want to call into the show, you still have time. We still have about 6 minutes left to the show. If you want to Skype in, the Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. And if you're in the UK, you can also telephone 020-0387-1488. Kind of surprised that Mikey hasn't called today. He was going to call. He said he was going to call. But I suppose that just, what do you do? We do appreciate that. Anyway, so getting back to the most evil person thing. There's kind of talking with Ross here about that. You know, I think really, can you really say that there is a most evil person? Obviously, there are a lot of people out there who are doing evil things. but they're all over the place. It's, you know, here in the States, you say, you know, that person is an evil person. Generally, what you mean is that person doesn't agree with me on something. And it's going back to the political thing that I was talking about earlier in the program. Indeed, actually, going back to what I was talking about on September the 11th on that show, where the political rhetoric has ratcheted up so much in this country where the two choices that are being given to you by a political candidate are vote for me because I'm the best and vote, you know, don't vote for them because they're evil. You know, and have kind of gotten into that sort of extreme sort of paradigm now where if you're not with us, you're against us. And therefore you can't, you know, don't even consider voting for anyone but me because everyone else is evil. But nobody thinks of themselves as evil. I can guarantee you, Osama bin Laden has done horrible things. But he wouldn't consider himself evil. And I think that's kind of the point. As an atheist, as somebody who does not have a belief in absolutes for the most part, can you really say that there are people who are absolutely evil? Is it that they're evil? Or is it that they have a political agenda or a social agenda that's different from our own? And it does sound that, you know, it's strange to me. Al Ross is saying that Mikey has been away from his computer. I bet he's gone into town shopping, Ross. I think Mikey is probably making cupcakes or muffins or cookies, because he's been doing a lot of that sort of thing lately. But as I was saying, you know, by whose definition are you defining evil? And I think that that's just one of those questions that you could talk about endlessly and go through all these permutations. Now, it was a really, really interesting question there. And of course, if anybody would like to talk about that either on this show or future shows, they can certainly feel free to call in or to Skype in indeed. And we can talk about that more. But as it happens, it is starting to get to that time where we need to start wrapping things up, because I have to quit at 2 minutes to the hour. We have a call coming in. Hello, Basil.
Hello,
Basil. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Well, we have about 30 seconds, sir, so...
Yeah, I left it a bit late. I'm enjoying your podcast. I'm either not in on a Saturday, or I keep forgetting you're on, which is not very good of me. No. But I'm enjoying the podcast anyway.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I enjoy your podcast as well. When's your next one coming out?
I'm not sure. I've been a bit chaotic lately, but I'll be doing one in the next week, probably, doing a short one anyway.
Cool. Excellent. Well, looking forward to that, Basil. Thanks very much for calling, but I have to go now, I'm afraid.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye-bye. And thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next week on Tom Harris Live. This is Tom Harris in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, signing off.